Welcome to the Equity Team Podcast, where we provide Sedona, Arizona real estate insight to help you thrive during your next real estate transaction.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Chad McMahon with the Equity Team. For those of you that don't know, I'm an investment specialized real estate agent in the Sedona, Arizona area, and including a few nearby towns to Sedona. And I do quite a bit of work with short-term rentals. It's the grand majority of my transactions. And one of my clients asked me to talk a little bit about pools, in-ground pools, and how in-ground pools change property value proportional to the cost of the pool project, as well as how it impacts cash flow. So here it is. I'm going to break it down real quick for you. So in-ground pools, by far the most impacting of pools, meaning versus swim spas, which are an above-ground unit, but they're a nice unit, but they're smaller, versus above-ground pools, versus cowboy pools, versus all sorts of things, okay? But the in-ground pool is like the basic traditional pool model, and those are the best, but they cost the most. So this video is just about in-ground pools. If you ever want to know about above-ground pools, swim spas, things like that, and statistics with those, just reach out and let me know. I'm happy to help you. So first of all, property value. You do take a little bit of a hit when you put in an in-ground pool in terms of the increase in that property value versus the cost of the pool plus the cost of everything else. You're not going to get 100% of your money back, and you're certainly not going to do better than 100% of your money back. And any reputable, any honest pool provider will tell you the same thing, that you're not going to get all your money back when you put in an in-ground pool. And there's a large range of where you're going to land. Typically, when you put in a pool, so for example, if you're putting in a $100,000 in-ground pool, just for easy math, round number, typically you're going to be adding about $60,000 to $90,000 in value to the home. So 60 to 90%. And I know that's a big range. I wish I could just make it easy for you and just say, hey, it's going to be 75%, but it doesn't work that way. It depends on a lot of factors. And again, I'm happy to dial that in with you. If you ever want to ask some questions and get a consultation, I do that all the time. Just call me, email me, text me, and I'll be happy to talk about it and talk through your project and what I think the impact is going to be as far as your property value. Now, the next one is cash flow. So how does an in-ground pool impact short-term rental cash flow? It's significant. This is where you make the most money. Okay. So you get your increase in cash flow, plus you've added, now that we've talked about adding value to the property, plus you're getting that. So you add property value, but especially you're adding your cash flow. And if you're going to have a property for at least a couple of years, it's highly recommended you put in a pool. And there are two main reasons for that. One, at least in my area, which pools are significantly important when it comes to cash flow. So in my area, you can usually pay back the entire cost of the pool within about 2 years. It's 1.5 to 2.5 years is typical. You run a property as a short-term rental, it has an in-ground pool for approximately 2 years, and the extra cash flow that you've generated will usually pay off the entire pool. Now, I say usually, I say approximately, I say these things not just to protect myself. It's also because there are a lot of factors, okay? So it's important to know that there are no guarantees with any of this. If a pool is going to make sense for the property, generally it's a good idea. And the higher priced property that you're dealing with, meaning if you're looking at luxury, then it's even more important than the stuff that would be, let's say, $300,000 to $700,000, which is not luxury. So pools are very important. They're incredibly impacting. And I want to go over two more statistics regarding the cash flow component of this. And that is that typically you're looking at, you put an in-ground pool that's just decent. You know, it doesn't have to be, now we're not talking high end here right now. I'm talking about, let's say you're talking about a $700,000 property that's either in Cottonwood, which is next to Sedona, or maybe a million or $1.3 million property that's in Sedona. And you put in a pool that's appropriate for that price point, an in-ground pool, probably fenced off, something like that. And you're going to increase your cash flow usually 25 to 40%. And that's a lot. And the reason why you increase it so much is that it's not only substantially increasing your occupancy rate. That one I can't preface enough. It's super important. But in most cases, they're going to increase your ADR, your average daily rate, as well. So you got occupancy rate increase, which is substantial. And then you got your average daily rate is also going up. So in many times, putting in an in-ground pool, it's going to actually increase cash flow for my clients and for myself. I own properties too, but it's going to increase the cash flow substantially when you put in an in-ground pool. You're going to sleep better at night because you're going to know you're going to have no problems with your bookings. You know, you're going to get your properties booked. They're going to be occupied and you don't need to be worried if you're going to get hit, you know, with a low revenue check that month, that it's just going to keep on cruising. I mean, sometimes flukes can happen and sometimes you're going to get lower revenue. And of course that can happen, but overall you're going to have strong revenue if you pursue that. Now, again, I just want to emphasize one more time, you know, there are no guarantees in this business, but this is what I'm seeing over and over and over again. It's very, very important. The other thing is make sure that you pursue a pool plan that makes sense. So don't overspend on it. That's my first advice. The second one is you got to make sure that the property makes sense for the pool and the pool makes sense for the property. And I know that's pretty vague. I don't want this to be an hour-long video. So reach out if I can help you, if you have questions, and also for future topics as well. Just like my client reached out to me and said, hey, Chad, I would love for you to talk about this a little bit. So there you go. Hope that was helpful and good luck out there.
Thanks for tuning in to the Equity Team Podcast. To speak with one of our top agents, visit us at owninaz.com. That's owninaz.com. Or call us at 928-323-0031.